All right, so I had a question by Fogelbeast. It was kind of in response to the podcast that I made about, or the mini-sode that I made about staying in the dream for a long amount of time. And I just said that I use walk control and I don't pay attention to it. And so he asked if there's any techniques used to like not pay attention to it. So I have a few techniques used to not pay attention to plenty of things. So that is why I will. That is what I will be sharing today. First of all, the idea. Go recap it real fast, is that whenever I'm not paying attention to the time in a dream, it often takes longer. Because I think that it's the walk control idea, is that I'm in the dream for so long, like in my mind, it just kind of extends it. I don't know exactly how it works, but it's just like, think about if I wanted to use fire. Now, if I was just like, okay, I'm cool, I want to just use some fire, I go ahead and just use it without even thinking. I don't think, oh, I need to use fire. It's almost like if I was walking, I was just like, eh, fire. Like, time to go over here and fire people with my hands of real fire. So with the time control thing, it's, oh, well, I'm in dreams for a long amount of time because that's how I am in dreams for a long amount of time. It doesn't really matter. I'm not really worried about how long my dreams last because, my dreams last forever. And one of the big things is, like, I don't know about you guys, what's the first thing you do when you get lucid? Generally, people are going to reality check, and then they're going to go act like a pirate, go chase some booty, or something like that, unless they're good at lucid dreaming, or unless that's not their dream goal, or whatever. But generally, they're running, they're rushing around everywhere, right? Move in, run in. If you act like you have all the time in the world, you're going to have more time in your dream, I feel like. And I don't mean that as in like, oh, the excitement wakes you up. I think that you're thinking, oh man, this dream's going to end soon. So your mind's like, oh man, this dream's going to end soon. And so then it ends, you know? So a lot of times when I become lucid, like the other day, I became lucid and I was like, whew, all right, I'm in a library. Instead of thinking, grab a book and read it. I'm like, I know I'm not in the right section for the books that I want, so I'm going to go over to the fantasy section and look for some books, you know? And I could tell the dream was super stable, everything was working beautifully and fine, but then my alarm went off and woke me up. Bad, 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 bad timing. But, had that not happened, I'm sure I would have had plenty of time to dream. I was chill, everything was going great, the dream was super stable. It was probably only 10 minutes into a dream, so I probably had 30 minutes or 40 minutes more because it was pretty late in the night. And that's if you believe in dreams being the same length as your REM cycles, which is a meh idea. So, you know, I'm just chilling, having a good time in dreams. That's one of the ways, is just to not be worried about your dream ending, which, you know, that's still not going to help you. That's not going to be like, oh, no, don't worry about my dream ending. Okay. I'll just make you worry more usually. So basically what I'm telling you is just expect your dreams to be longer. And I hear this a lot on the forum. Just expect your dreams to be longer. Expect that you're going to have more lucid dreams. Here's the problem. You can usually only expect what you've experienced. Your experience changes your expectations. And whenever your experience doesn't meet your expectations, you get frustrated. That's the gap between experience and expectation, is frustration. So, it's good to have expectations that are reasonable. But affirmations are really good for this, and I use like basically lying affirmations, which I'm not afraid to say, lying affirmation. Lie to yourself about your dreams a little bit, you know? I have three-hour lucid dreams. All my lucid dreams are 3 hours long, right? And so, one of the big reasons I think stuff like this works is, like, especially for this, when you get in a dream, you don't remember every lucid dream you ever had. You don't remember much. You remember only a few things. Now, if you've done quite a bit of affirmations towards a specific thing, what if that's the only idea? Like, what if that's the only thing you remember, which is to get lucid? Should I have 3-hour lucid dreams? You're like, wait a minute, I have 3-hour lucid dreams? Sweet. So then you go and you have fun and all that type of stuff, you know? Like, so what if that's the only thought that comes through your mind? That's one reason I think affirmations are really good. So one of the reasons that your expectations determines your reality quite a bit in dreams, and it seems like the longer you've been lucid dreaming, the longer lucid dreams, the more lucid dreams you have, expectations help that, with that a lot, but your experience helps with that even more. As I've said, experience is king, and since your experience changes your expectation, etc., etc. But here's the thing, you start having like 3 or 4 minute lucid dreams at the beginning, you know, you're just having little lucid dreams, can't do much. But then you start getting better with your goals and stuff like that. You start doing more, and you start getting like 10-minute lucid dreams. Now, 10 minutes, you have enough time to forget about time for at least a minute. Just don't even worry about how long your dreams are. Don't think, oh, my lucid dreams are 10 minutes long. Don't think, don't worry about it. Just, I have lucid dreams. Think about how many lucid dreams you have, how aware your lucid dreams are, if you want to. But I would just say, I'm a lucid dreamer. I lucid dream every night. All of my lucid dreams are super long and vivid and amazing, and I complete all of my goals. All right? Like, don't try to limit yourself with your affirmations, or just don't think about them. As I said before, I'm a big believer in, if you're going to go with confidence and stuff like that, then you choose super, super over crazy confident, right? Now, don't be a jerk about it, but be super crazy overconfident. Like, as I said before, I don't think that positive expectations are going to make you lucid dream, but I do think that negative expectations are going to stop you from lucid dreaming. So, that some food for thought there. So, yeah. I'm still not thinking that any of this is going to help you guys extremely much. I think that meditating is very good. That'll help you quite a bit if you're doing something like that. And so, what I would do if, for instance, I was having very short lucid dreams, I was not able to rise to the occasion. You know, if I was a little premature in my ejecting from the dreams. So, anyways, if I had any of those problems, which I have had in the past, but only for like a few dreams, I just ignore it. Like, I completely ignore the problem. I concentrate more on getting lucid rather than staying lucid or dream control or anything like that. And whenever I start concentrating on those things, I start losing the amount of lucids that I have, unless I have like a really long lucid streak going. So I would tell most people that are worried about their dream control time, stabilization time, whatever, bloobity blah, harbity blah. Sorry, this is gonna sound weird here. Just not to worry about it unless it becomes an issue. Frying Man said something interesting. He said that, I've had over 50 lucids where I've chased women, and it's always woken me up. And I have advice for that, and it's not great advice. Whenever I was a kid, I would like get hurt, like a big bruise or something like that, and I would like go to my dad and be like, "Dad, it hurts when I do this," and I would poke it. And my dad's a nurse, by the way, so like, you know, if ever we had any injuries or anything, we'd always check with him first rather than my mom. And you know what he would tell me? Don't do that. So I'd be like, "Dad, it hurts when I bend my arm." "Quit bending your arm." Basically, you know, if you can't do that now, wait till later is my idea with that, with a lot of things. And so if you're waking up every time you touch a woman, just wait to touch a woman until you're better at lucid dreaming. Sorry, Frying Matt, but we've talked about this before. If you're waking up every time you start flying, wait till you're better at lucid dreaming. If you're waking up every time you become lucid, yeah, you might have some issues. We'll work on that. Let's say if that's your issue. Every time you come lucid, you're like, "Oh, I'm lucid, I'm dreaming." You reality check and you wake up. All right. Now, actually, I did have this happen to me for like 30 or so lucid dreams. And it was for a while. Like, I mean, I'm not talking like, oh, 30 or so lucid dreams whenever I was having like, you know, one every 2 weeks or whatever. I was having like a lot of lucid dreams. And for 30 lucid dreams in a row, like, I mean, I was having almost as many as I'm having now. For 30 lucid dreams, I just kept waking up every time I was like, stop, reality check. And so I was like, what do I even do? Like, how do you not become lucid in a dream? And I found a way around it, actually, not around becoming lucid, but whenever I realize I'm dreaming, there's always that thought that comes through my head first, right? It's like, ooh, this is weird. So instead of oh, this is weird, stop, reality check, stabilize, or whatever your little thing is. I was like, woof, this is weird. And then I stopped. Or no, then I didn't stop. Whatever dream was going on, whatever thing was happening, I would just keep, continue it. Just let it happen. Continue for that for a while. And I would gain more and more control. I would get, like, start feeling the environment around me as the dream character did. Because a lot of times you remember the dream that was happening. And whenever you, like, deviate away from that dream is when you wake up. And that was just what was happening for me at that specific time. So I would just let my body just continue doing what it was before. Oh, we're bowling? Okay, continue bowling. I'm just going to stop. And so I would start doing affirmations right there. Be like, this is a dream. I'm in control of everything. I'm doing this, this, this. And then I would start slowly saying, I'm dreaming, I'm dreaming, I'm dreaming. And then I would finally stop whenever I could feel like I was really in the dream and there was absolutely nothing to worry about. Then I would stop. And so I'm not talking about like, oh, just let yourself go and enjoy the dream. I'm saying let yourself go while you gain enough awareness to deal with the situation at hand. Does that make sense? Good. I always ask if that makes sense. There are all sorts of weird things and y'all can't even answer me. Yeah. So there is 104 days of summer vacation and school comes around just to end them. An annual problem of our generation is finding a good way to spend them. Building a rocket or finding a mummy. Tower. Sorry, I get a little distracted. I'm looking for something at my work, so I'm a little distracted with this. But the idea is just to let the dream go. I don't know if you guys can do that. Cause sometimes you're just like, well, I'm dreaming. You know, like, there's, like, no previous dream, anything. You're just standing there, and you're like, holy crap, I am dreaming. So, like, I don't know. Generally, when that happens, it's very, like, you're very present, so I wouldn't worry about it. Okay. So, the, oh man, where was I? So, the method that I would generally use to, not think about something is something I would call, like, a distraction method. Something like, let me think of an idea. Because I haven't struggled much with stabilization. I have to use it with other ideas and try to move it over.
I don't really know how distraction technique can aid in stabilization. Like, I know that sounds terrible because that was kind of the idea of this whole podcast. But
either way, I am going to let you know how I use the distraction technique. The reason I don't is because I spend lots of time, thinking about lucid dreaming throughout my day. So anytime I struggle with something, I will think about it for hours, and then I will apply things that I already know to it, and that gives me my new way to get around it. And usually, here's the thing, I don't use that technique in a dream. because it's hard to remember things in a dream, we know this. But after you've figured something out, if you've gotten one solution for a thing, it's a lot easier to find out new solutions to it. So what'll happen is, in a dream, because I have figured out a solution to it, I will find out another solution to it in dream. And that's something I've just noticed. It's not something that, like, I don't have a technique for doing that. That is just something I've noticed. So figuring out problems in waking life will make it, usually makes it easier to figure out problems in dreams. And so I will tell you how I use the distraction technique, what the distraction technique is. And so if you want to figure out how to use that for stabilization, spend your time. Like, think of, you'd have to have a specific problem with stabilization. If you want to use it as walk control, you'd have to have a specific way to use it, honestly. So I will be just giving you this technique. So let us say that you... Actually, I think I can use this for stabilization too. All right, let's say you become lucid, you are in your room, and every time you leave your room, you restart back to your bed. All right? Now, this is a problem because most dream goals can't be accomplished in your room. And this is something that I discovered a long time ago. It's a big problem. It just happens to a lot of people, and probably because people talk about it, so it happens to more people. And so, how to take action out of it. One of the ways is to teleport, but let's say that you don't know how to teleport. Let's say this is one of your first dream goals, and you keep having false awakenings, and you keep not being able to get out of your room, okay? Now, So you step out your door, boom, you wake up.
And you're in your room. Step out the door, boom, you wake up, you're in your room. All right. So you need to be able to step out of that door without realizing it. It's a distraction technique. So you have to distract your mind to not realize that you stepped out of the door. So what I would do is, let's say we have a dream goal. And so let's start with just an easy dream goal. let's say my dream goal is to go outside and fly around. Now, oh man, I can't get outside. Every time I step out the window, every time I try to break through anything, it's all, every single time, it's so annoying. I can't get out of the door. So, distraction technique would be to start your dream goal there, in the room. Well, that's one way to do it. Let's say I just jump around the room and start flying around in circles and just whoo, whoo, do like a little Buzz Lightyear, you know, falling with style. And then just when you're kind of not paying attention, maybe even fly backwards, just whoo, right out the door, you know, just get all of your mind thinking about the flying that you're doing and then just leave without noticing it. That'll be the same thing. If you're having trouble, like, cause sometimes people, whenever they do a specific task, they will start losing stabilization. So whenever you get out of, whenever you have that problem, say every time you step out of the room, you lose stabilization, start a dream goal inside the room, right there. Boom. Let's say I'm going to fly for a while. Ooh, I will set the whole place on fire. Start setting stuff on fire. As soon as it gets too hot, just leave. You know, or just burn the whole room down while you're standing in it, laughing like a maniac. That I don't care. It's good times. Try to get immune to, you know, fire. Generally, fire doesn't burn me. I have stepped in fire before, and it kind of hurt. Like, it felt like I was putting my feet in boiling hot water, not in fire. But it was like boiling hot water that was moving like fire. It was really interesting. So that is my idea for the distraction technique. I hope that it works well for you. As I said, like, it would work best if I, like, I can't individualize it because it's a very individual thing. It's just you need to figure out how to distract yourself from this. What are things in the dream that usually distract you and take up 100% of your mind? Do that. Oh, that'd be a good idea. Like, summon a dream character. Have them walk you out of the room or something like that. That would be a good enough distraction, especially if you're wanting, like, you know, maybe a hot dream character. Especially if you're setting them on fire, right? or summon a dream character, set them on fire, and then when they run out of the room, you chase them down. Like, these are distractions. You guys know what distractions are. Man. Sounds like an awesome dream. I freaking want this. I'm going back to sleep when I get home. All I did was played some spoons in my dream last night. Yeah, I need to write that down. So either way, that's all I got for this. It's gonna go over whenever I add these two together. But anyways, bye bye.